Welcome to the His Way Out Ministries broadcast with Pastor Philip Lee. A friend says to you, once gay, always gay. How do you respond? My child just told me he's gay. What can I do? What causes same-sex attraction? Can a Christian be gay? If I disagree with homosexual practice, am I intolerant and homophobic? Is change possible for the homosexual? How should the church be responding? His Way Out Ministries is dedicated to raising awareness, educating, encouraging, and equipping the body of Christ to minister to men, women, and their families with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. We believe restoration is possible and available through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Christ Jesus is calling His church to meet the need of the hour. The question is, will we be prepared? And now, here's Pastor Philip Lee.
Good morning. Welcome once again to another broadcast of His Way Out Ministries. I'm very, very glad you could tune in and join me this morning. At His Way Out Ministries, without fail, a week does not pass without my receiving at least one phone call or email expressing, well, I sure didn't think I would ever be faced with this, the this being homosexuality. The majority of calls and emails come from pastors and parents due to a child's or a congregation member's confession of the brokenness of same-sex attraction. Homosexuality always seems to be someone else's problem until it knocks on your personal front door. Whether the confession comes from a son or daughter, a spouse or a close friend, the admission of homosexuality often hits like a bombshell, especially in Christian homes. Immediately, life seems completely out of control. You are now headed in a direction you never ever thought you would be going. How well I remember having to make my own personal declaration to my mother. While my confession occurred many, many years ago, I recall vividly having to pick my mother up from the kitchen floor. The ironic truth is that while I felt an immediate sense of relief that the problem was now out, my parents, other family members and friends were instantly projected into a state of fear, bewilderment, and consumed by a myriad of emotions. Once the initial impact has subsided a bit, while Christian families know God is the answer, it still takes a long time for them to wrap their mind around how to engage God in what they perceive as needing to be done. Make no mistake, when someone we know confesses their issue of same-sex attraction, many Christians struggle with how to maintain a Christ-like manner and position. Every individual that awakens to their issue of same-sex attraction has already been through quite a heart-wrenching process, and therefore it really doesn't matter whether the individual has embraced the gay identity or is still combating and resisting temptations as well as seeking freedom from same-sex attraction. Often, very often, parents in particular will respond to the crisis by focusing on their own pain and deep sense of loss, forgetting the individual plagued by the brokenness of same-sex attraction has already experienced a huge amount of pain and loss. Speaking once again from personal experience, having waded through years of healing, discipleship, study, and surrender, when homosexuality hit my family, as it has a multitude of others, it brought pain, indescribable pain, and misunderstanding along with it also. Largely because way back then, when I disclosed my own battle with same-sex attraction in my family, no one knew really anything much about the behavior. Frankly, about the only comment anyone was offering was, "It's wrong." I would submit today, just like way back then, that is not good enough and completely unacceptable. Not long ago, a Christian friend and mother I have known for many years wrote me and once again uttered the expression I have heard so many times during the 25 years of His Way Out Ministries. She shared, "I never thought I would be contacting you with a problem of homosexuality in my family." The mother was understandably shattered. Initially, while the mother did respond and react appropriately, standing upon all the right scriptures, it was the son responding with a very interesting and revealing remark. He said, "Mom, you keep telling me how hard this is for you to hear and deal with. Don't you realize how hard it has been for me these many, many years being raised in a Christian home and knowing that once this got out, it would kill you? It would bring an abundance of pain? Ultimately, I had to make a decision that I knew nobody would be happy with. Please consider and realize that I have had my own demons to fight." This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, many Christians are feeling very unequipped on the topic of homosexuality. They want answers to questions ranging from, is it genetic? Does the Bible really condemn homosexuality? How can I love Christ and my gay neighbor without compromising what I believe? At His Way Out Ministries, we offer education and training sessions for adults and youth, which provide biblical truths about homosexuality, identify the root causes, and encourage a Christian response. All His Way Out Ministry services are centered on the biblical foundations of compassion, integrity, and dependence on God. For more information, please contact His Way Out Ministries at 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Frankly, there is a great deal of truth in the son's statements and comments. Whether we agree or not with the son's ultimate decision or conclusion that he is gay and entitled to act upon his feelings and desires, which I certainly do not agree with nor support, we must admit that he was right in saying he had reached his conclusion after going through quite an intense struggle on his own. It is very important to remember within the evolvement of same-sex attraction that homosexual tendencies are discovered, but the gay identity is ultimately embraced, and there is a considerable difference between the two. When any individual discloses their battle with same-sex attraction, their confession enables an intriguing and powerful opportunity to the family and really to anyone that becomes aware. And the challenge is often, can I truly continue to love him for who he is and not for just what he does? Always important for us to all remember that each individual is a person whom God loves and a person for whom Jesus died. As a Christ follower, if we are becoming effective in not putting unrealistic expectations on anyone, we are in line, I would submit, to accept them for who they are and not just for what we wish they were. It is God's part to give them that struggle with the brokenness of same-sex attraction an abhorrence for the behavior, an abhorrence that will bring them to a place of complete surrender to the sovereignty of God in their lives and also for a desire to make changes in their lives. While there are no specific verses in the Bible telling us under what circumstances, if any, we should adopt this or that policy toward a homosexual loved one, let's consider a few specific communications that need, I believe, to be offered with the hope and endeavor of keeping the lines of communication open. What the Bible says and why you disapprove of homosexuality every time you are with your child, friend, or coworker is not necessary to state. However, I do encourage that we each make sure the individual knows some of the following. Point number one, you understand that he or she did not ask for these feelings. I guarantee you, no one wakes up one morning and decides to have the issue of same-sex attraction. As I've already shared, discovering homosexual tendencies versus embracing the gay identity are very different and they're worlds apart. We also need to share that we appreciate the individual's honesty and transparency in disclosing their issue with same-sex attraction. Please know that anyone that makes their way to you and discloses such an important private part of their life in terms of their sexuality, being honest and vulnerable and transparent with you, they are viewing you as a person they believe they can trust. You are a person of integrity. Do not treat that lightly. We also need to share that our belief regarding homosexual practice as sin is not going to change. As Christians, we take the Bible in its entirety, and God has a lot to say in His Word about His divine intent for human sexuality, and God's been very, very clear in His Word that there are certain behaviors, homosexual practice being one, in which no man or woman is to practice. We also should share that we want to protect our relationship through mutual respect and understanding. Also, that while We may never agree on the subject of homosexuality. We are committed to not letting that disagreement ruin our relationship. These points, I believe, will greatly help us each and every one in keeping the lines of communication open, because where the individual may be coming from, their view that homosexuality is okay, possibly even has the blessings of Christianity, can change overnight. That has happened in an abundance of lies, and it can still happen in many, many others. As faithful followers of Christ Jesus, we can never really affirm homosexual practice. But we can at least affirm the fact that the individual struggling with same-sex attraction has tried to be honest with us and has taken quite a risk in telling us, knowing it is not what we wanted to hear. How well I remember once again disclosing my own battle with same-sex attraction and giving my family every reason to write me off. Frankly, there was no reason for my family to ever think I would repent and turn completely away from homosexual practice. Thankfully, sometimes when God calls us to release a family member or friend through a prayer of relinquishment, that does not mean He is releasing them as well. God, I believe, today is saying to many of us, do all you can do, continue to love them, and wait. Indeed, dealing with the discovery that someone we love has same-sex attraction is a difficult stewardship, but the God who gave us His stewardship has also equipped us to handle it and maintain a Christ-like attitude. Romans 15:4 tells us, for whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. Let's remember, when you and I call ourselves a Christian, we are, or we should be, qualifying and clearly stating that we are followers of Christ Jesus and all His teachings, meaning that you and I as a Christian embrace the totality of Scripture or not at all. We do not have the luxury of randomly selecting portions of Scripture and possibly rejecting or discarding the rest. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. At His Way Out Ministries, we believe men and women impacted by the brokenness of same-sex attraction can be restored through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit. Our intent is to extend compassionate Christian ministry for such persons. His Way Out Ministry services include care groups, workshops and seminars, educational resources, and biblical discipleship. For more information about His Way Out Ministries, please call 661-432-7856 or visit hiswayout.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Today, I believe all faithful followers of Christ Jesus have to make this ultimate and final question paramount in their thinking. Do I accept the Bible as the Word of God, as the sole authority in all matters of faith and practice, or do I not? Do I accept Scripture as a revelation from God, or do I trust to human speculation, human knowledge, human learning, human understanding, and human reasoning? Or putting it more simply, let me offer it this way. Do I pin my faith to and subject all my thinking to what I read in the Bible? As a pastor listening in this morning, you may have seen how homosexuality impacts the people you shepherd. You have met parents whose sons or daughters have just come out to them, resulting in an intense struggle with a myriad of emotions and questions, and as their pastor, you want to give them counsel that is both compassionate and practical. Someone you love might be gay-identified, and you're wondering how, as a Bible-believing Christian, you can keep a bond with this person without compromising your beliefs and a moral position. You yourself could be a Christian who is attracted to the same sex, having engaged in many years of struggle with feelings, emotions, and temptations you neither deserved nor chose, wondering what, if anything, you can possibly do. Maybe you are a concerned Christian viewing the issue of homosexuality as a cutting-edge issue, one you face on the job, at school, or wherever you interact with the culture. You want to better understand the biblical perspective on homosexuality so you can persuasively articulate it. You want to reason with people, function as an ambassador for Christ, and always be ready to give an answer to anyone willing to discuss the Christian view on this current issue. A statement I am offered frequently from youth struggling with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction is, I'm so troubled and confused. There are so many mixed messages being generated about homosexuality today. Where do I find truth? Every time, without fail, the statement grieves me because it depicts and reflects the desperate crisis we face with regard to youth struggling with and combating the brokenness of same-sex attraction. Christian youth in particular often find themselves caught in the middle. Do they hold to the instructions and clarity of Scripture, church, and parents? Or do they reject their faith convictions as outdated and accept what I would label as a new morality? To each of the groups I have mentioned, homosexuality matters. While it matters so much and to so many, I would be remiss in not also stating just how much it matters to God. I regard both the Old and New Testaments as authoritative, much like Paul the Apostle did when he affirmed in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. The verse says very clearly, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." At His Way Out Ministries, we are seeing the tragic results of veering away from the authority of God's Word. Personally, I am afraid too much of the church has become the church the Apostle Paul foresaw when he warned of a time to come. Listen to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 through 4. "They will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desire, because they have itchy ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables." Clearly, what we have witnessed and what continues to unfold is a separation of those who are willing to conform their lives to the gospel Jesus proclaimed, while on the other side are those who have created a gospel that conforms to their own lives, otherwise known today as pro-gay theology. Speaking as an individual who spent 17 years in the considerable gay communities of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and New York City, I remain greatly concerned regarding the many inaccuracies being offered and reported endeavoring to promote the gay is good notion and the civil rights of gay men and women. The truth about homosexual practice must be spoken, and it must be spoken in love, that is, with compassion, understanding, and also with the full and complete knowledge that truth is not always pleasant and soothing. I would submit that what matters morally, psychologically, and physically must be determined on the basis of our best understanding about what ultimately constitutes human well-being. This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. How should we, the church, respond to homosexuality? At His Way Out Ministries, we strive to offer a balance of both truth and grace. We believe the mandate of the church is to be God's expression of both His heart and mind towards homosexual people and homosexuality itself. We share. There is a God who loves you, and you can be reconciled to Him. Can we help? Absolutely. Freedom from homosexuality is possible through the unconditional love and grace of Jesus Christ. Find out more at HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. Therefore, the facts and truth with regard to homosexual practice depends upon our facing reality honestly, compassionately, and courageously. I hope, I continue to pray, we would all put the Word of God in its proper place. The 138th Psalm says, "I will praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth, for you have magnified your word above your name." Obviously, God thinks highly of His name, but He has magnified His word even above His name, and it seems to me so should we all. Truth is, and truth matters greatly to God. And truthless grace accomplishes nothing. We are all in the same boat. We just happen to sit on different planks. Clearly, we are all unrighteous and need a Savior to cleanse us and to lead us into His right way of thinking, believing, and living. God remains the architect and builder of our righteousness. He not only gives us his plan for living, but the ability as well to carry it out and live for him. Our present crisis, I would submit, is a crisis of truth. The crisis of truth that we have faced and we continue to face today really has no longer been about homosexuality, but rather the authority of Scripture and the Lordship of Christ. I'd like to encourage everyone listening this morning, if you would please visit our website, hiswayout.com, where you will find a wealth of information on the subject matter of homosexuality. We offer an abundance of articles, testimonies, videos, and all previously aired KERI 1410 AM His Way Out Ministries radio broadcasts. You will also find on our website a link to our Facebook page, which offers, once again, daily updates of what His Way Out Ministries is doing, not only locally here at Bakersfield, California, but throughout America, as well as South America and the Caribbean. You will also find information about the various ministry services that we offer, which include biblical discipleship, a variety of workshops, a variety of care groups, and materials that are offered for you, the body of Christ, to download and use with our gift and our blessing to be more effective in reaching to those men and women the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. Once again, our website offers our contact information. We can be reached at area code 661-432-7856, as well as via Facebook messages and email. We converse with men, women, families, and churches of all denominations all over the world. While we do not presume to have all the answers, we have been around the block a number of times on this subject matter. And again, while we don't have all the answers to this complex subject matter, we will go with you to the one that does. At His Way Out Ministries, we remain a Christian ministry dedicated to equipping and educating and encouraging the body of Christ around the world to minister to both men and women with the unwanted brokenness of same-sex attraction. We believe at His Way Out Ministries that the resolvement of same-sex attraction is not possible other than a deep, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ and the healing power of the Holy Spirit.
This is Pastor Philip Lee with His Way Out Ministries. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast. I, like many other men and women, once bought into the notion, once gay, always gay. After exhausting everything this world had to offer and everything that gay seemingly had to offer, I surrendered my life to Christ Jesus on October 5th, 1985, and everything in life changed. Freedom from the gay identity is indeed possible through a genuine, deep, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. I would like to share with you the life-changing message, truth, and power of God's Word, which freed me from homosexuality. For more information, please visit HisWayOut.com. Join us on Saturdays at 7 a.m. for the His Way Out Ministries broadcast.
To this day, I remain grateful in my own life, as I know many other men and women around the world remain grateful to the church, because we remain convinced that the church is God's vehicle to reach wounded, broken, hurting humanity. On behalf of all of us at His Way Out Ministries, I thank you once again for tuning in. I hope you will once again join us next Saturday, same time, same station, as once again we turn our attention to Jesus, our loving Savior, who remains a God of new beginnings and a God of transformation. And to God be the glory. God bless you.
Thanks so much for tuning in this morning. Please join us next Saturday for another His Way Out Ministries broadcast, dedicated to ministering to the body of Christ and the community at large, with the power of testimony, the dialogue of issues, and the truth of Scripture.